Dodger selection this side of the Mississippi. Oh, you won't find them anywhere else. Free pony rides for the children, coffee and donuts for the adults. Open 7 days a week except high over their holidays. Come on down and pick yourself up a whalebone.
Mick Jagger. Anyways, welcome to the Comic Anvil episode. I don't know, because I'm going to renumber it Marvel style once I count all the episodes, which is going to take a little bit of effort. But I can't right now because I'm recording. So, hello, world. Right. Anybody else got to say hi?
I thought you were going to introduce us.
Oh, well, in this corner, we have Kyle. Mr. Snooty.
Hello.
Snooty Patootie. And Anthony, who's the girl in the picture here, Anthony?
Oh, that's just my friend.
Yeah, it looks like you're kind of passed out, and she's trying to tell you to.
That's because I took a little nap in a bar. I took about a 10-minute power nap, and I felt apparently I perked up after it. So, but I don't remember that part. I don't remember being that drunk either. I was tired. All right, you know, if I'm tired, just have a little sleep.
That's so good.
I like the picture though. It amuses me. So,
yeah, it's a good story. I like that. Everybody meet Anthony.
Hello.
All right. So, yeah. Okay. Well, who wants to start? Anybody want to start? Anybody really pissed off about something? Maybe? No.
I'm not pissed off.
You can just assume that I'm talking about you. I just throwing it out there. To be honest,
I'm not pissed off. Just, you know, because of Comic-Con the other week. Last week. I don't know, it feels ages ago.
It's like so long ago now.
Talk briefly about Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm still in shock. And I still don't know how comfortable I am with the fact now that Karen Gillan is bald.
Oh, yeah, that's so weird. When I saw that, I'm like, the illusion is ruined. She's no longer Amy Pond. She's just some bald chick.
My heart doesn't know how it feels about that. Because when I saw it, I was like, oh, great. What the fuck has just happened? And now looking back, because like I saw interviews with her, IGN, and now looking back, it's clear that she was wearing a wig. But at the time, I was like, okay, nothing new here. And then you see her at the panel and she rips off her wig. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah. To her credit, at least she's dedicated to her craft. I'll give her that.
There you go.
Yeah.
It'll grow back.
But, also, I think Natalie Portman looks cuter with a bald head, but that's just...
Yeah, because she still looks more feminine. The eyebrows makes her look more feminine. Instead of looking like Jesse James, who looks like a man.
Okay.
Whether you know who that is. You know, she's a little tramp.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That was all related to comics, wasn't it?
Yeah,
kind of ish, I guess.
I like real life shit.
Because she's playing, what, Nebula?
Yeah.
Yeah, Thanos' daughter, isn't it?
I don't know.
Isn't Gamora...
I'm like...
I have to brush up on my cosmic stuff. I thought she might have been one of the cosmic entities, but...
Yeah, I'm about 80 pages into the Infinity Gauntlet. I read some of it yesterday.
Ooh, I remember when it was coming out, man.
It's really good. I'm really enjoying it.
The only one parts of that, does it have all like the tie-ins and stuff? Because it tied into a few books, right?
I don't think it does. It's the digital version that's on Comixology. Oh, I don't think it has the tie-ins.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Anyways, what impressed me at San Diego Comic-Con that they announced? Nothing. Nothing really.
But you were impressed by Batman and Superman? DC finally got their app together.
Well, you know what? I'll be impressed if that, you know, does bank bucks. I'll be really impressed.
I'll be impressed if it's a good movie, because I want to be excited for it, but, you know, Man of Steel was last month, and I'm still hurting.
Oh.
At first, I was happy. Oh, cool, Man of Steel, Batman, Superman. Then I found out Zack Snyder's directing. I was like, for fuck's sake. No, this is serious now. Zack Snyder has not done a film that I have really enjoyed. Watchmen, bored stiff. Sucker Punch, awful.
What about not 300?
Seen 300.
No,
Dawn of the Dead.
Man of Steel.
Dawn of the Dead's fun, yeah.
Man of Steel, bored.
Yeah.
It was alright, but no, didn't like it that much.
Interesting.
So, Just leave it to him to bore me again. And just a little thing to the DC fanboys. Just because you get in Man of Steel 2 or Batman vs Superman, whatever, it doesn't mean that DC have sorted it out. It's taken them this long to make a film that everybody assumed should have been made years ago anyway, because it's your two poster boys going for the safe bet. I want Wonder Woman. It ain't happening. And Gina Carano, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah. Oh, the Firefly chick.
Firefly? No. She used to be with Henry Cavill. She's in the Fast and the Furious.
Oh, her. The action chick. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, man. She can be my woman. Oh, fuck. Love at first sight.
Okay. Well, we need some rubber panties for Kyle. Keep the mess up, man.
We're going to stop recording for about 10 minutes while Kyle just, you know.
Yeah, okay. Can you mute your mics while you're fapping at least?
I want you to hear it and experience it.
No!
Oh, okay. Sure. This is getting a bit weird now.
No. Okay. I'm going to pick a book. I don't know. There's a few books here. I have more comments than anything about most of them. Like, here's my Marvel response. So Wolverine's healing power is gone. Even his bones are poisoning him. Scarlet Spider seems to have all the powers of the other Spider-Man. From the other. You know, he's got like the spikes. And he can see in the dark and talk to spiders. Huh?
They're bringing the other back, are they?
No, but he's got all those powers. And I'm trying to see where they figured that out. I don't recall.
He had him when I was reading Scarlet Spider.
Well, I picked up this number 19 because he had a contract to kill Wolverine. And he got kind of dried.
Yes, because when I was reading it, he had like a breakdown of... He had a breakdown basically rehashing the same thing that we were rehashing about him being Peter Parker, but
right.
He's willing to kill. Yeah, basically. And he lost control of those powers, and then I stopped reading.
Anyways, what else? And then I read Hunger number 1. I like Rick Jones. So I thought that was kind of cool. Age of Ultron Aftermath. I didn't notice that till now. Not bad. I don't know. It was the first issue.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate
I thought it was fine for what it was.
Well, Galactus is here. Seems to have melded with the Techno Galactus.
That's the Swarm.
Yeah, that was kind of neat.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, waiting for part 2. That was my Marvel books, man. What about you guys? You got some Marvel books you want to talk about? Because we always talk about Marvel books.
Yeah, I want to talk about New Avengers number 8, which is a prelude to Infinity. And it really is a prelude to Infinity, because it finishes where you'd think Infinity's going to start. So, New Avengers number 8. It looks like Tony's back on Earth now, and there's this weird, this page
with
the Watcher and some cosmic being, and I found out the name and I forgot it already. But what annoyed me about this page actually is that there's an AR symbol. So I thought, oh cool, I'll use the AR thing because it might tell me what's going on.
Did it say coming soon?
No, it was just some bullshit thing of like trying to be funny.
I know
these things just talking, and I'm like, oh, this is disappointing because now I don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then the tensions are building between Black Panther and Namor to the point where shit goes down. The bloody Wakandians invade Atlantis. Namor's like, what the fuck? This is awesome.
I know, that was totally such a sweet moment. It was well drawn.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, you're such a badass, T'Challa. I was just like, mother, here we go.
It's like the kind of like backhand move you'd expect in Game of Thrones or something, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's all kind of set for that Inhumans Game of Thrones thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There's our first two houses. Pretty cool,
and
man.
And then, it ends with the ending I really loved, because, like I said, it's a prelude to Infinity, and I think it's Thanos' generals coming to Earth when the Avengers are off-planet, and the Illuminati aren't exactly all getting along with each other. And now Thanos' generals have come to Earth, and like, oh shit.
Yeah, good.
And then Namor is just like, the last panel is just Namor, the devastated Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to get invaded again now. It's just like, oh, shit's going to go down.
He's going to be a bitter, bitter dude.
And the art was really good in it, so by Deodato. I really like Deodato.
Oh, yeah, me too. He's my hero.
Yeah, he's started to warm on me over the past couple issues. Oh. Yeah, I wasn't really a fan of this. I said it before. But I think it's a lot better than it was in New Avengers. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, good book, man. Oh, what would you rate that? I didn't even give my books a rating.
I'm gonna give it a 6.
Yeah, I concur. It was a good book, man. That one moment, that was just. That was good. It was good. Anyways, okay, I'm done. Kyle, your turn, buddy.
Okay.
Strap your rubber panties on. Let's go.
This is probably the only Marvel book I'm going to talk about today. And it's Superior Spider-Man continuing with Superior Spider-Man Team-Up, which, you know, is such a great name. Basically, it's pretty much a continuation of the last, which was Avenging Spider-Man. It's just with a new name now. It's still Chris Yost writing it all. And like I said before, he basically writes Doc Ock better than I think he is in the main book. But it's more dealing with, instead of where Superior is basically everybody around Spider-Man and all the foes that he's fighting at the time, Yost is more what's going on in his head at the time and whatever schemes he's planning on the side. Mm-hmm. So, basically, what happens is back in, like, Superior Spider-Man 8 or something like that, the Avengers finally clocked on, thinking, hey, something's going on here, and decide that they're going to take him out. And after all that, they ended up putting him on probation. And in this one, he's basically, out of nowhere, he's taking down different heroes. First of all, he takes out Cloak and Dagger. Then he takes out Daredevil. Then Iron Fist and Luke Cage. Until Steve Rogers goes, nah, screw this. We're going to go and take him down again. And it's basically, it turns out to be like this virus that's taking over certain heroes. And he's messing about.
It's Carrion. He's an old character.
Is it right?
Yeah.
And obviously, naturally, it's assumed that they're not going to believe initially why he's attacking them. But because it's the Superior Spider-Man, he's always got a reason behind each and everything he does. And it's all of this. It's once he is able to get them to believe him, it's...
Well, he doesn't exactly explain himself, though, right? You know, like, ever. He's just going from one... He's like, here, my way. You know what I mean? Like, he just kind of brushes them off all the time. That's why the Avengers get pissed at him.
But in the end, it's like he's doing the right thing, but kind of doing the wrong, well, the quote unquote wrong way about doing it.
For sure.
Which is basically ignoring everyone else around him.
Yeah, still cool.
But the only problem I had with this one is that when it comes to the end, it's basically building off that he was. In Avenging, he was taking different members of the Sinister Six and basically kidnapping them. Mm-hmm. And what he looks like he's doing is going to make his own new Superior Sinister Six or whatever. But
Superior
that,
Six. I think,
yeah, there you go. but it seems like it's more interesting in that aspect than the entire issue itself. It didn't have what the other issues made me like about him.
I don't know.
I enjoyed it, but you know, it's like I enjoyed previous issues more.
Okay. So what would you rate that? Are you giving it a 4?
No, I gave it a 5.
I can accept that. I'd give it a 6 because it was just fun. I don't know. It's stupid fun what a dick he is all the time. Enjoy.
See, I find myself just laughing at some of the things that he does, especially in main Superior book. Just some of them. It's just obviously he's just being such a dick about it. I just find it funny. Mm-hmm. Whether people bitch about it, but I like it.
Yeah. Who knows how long this is going to go on, though. It seems like a while now.
Maybe next year.
We'll see. Why, is that when the movie comes out?
Yeah.
Fuck.
But then again, they could do what Batman Was Dead When Dark Knight came out, but it's the case for the Marvel what to do that. Which I don't think they will.
Right. Right.
Yeah, because it's not a Marvel Studios film, so I think they feel like less inclined to make sure it's all nicely lined up.
Mm-hmm.
Although saying that, they're using the plot of the Wolverine pretty much in the comics with him losing his powers, but I don't know. I have to see.
Really? Did you guys see the Wolverine? I guess it's out.
I went watching it yesterday. I really enjoyed it.
Really? Tell us more.
And then the mid-title sequence is amazing. The mid-credit sequence is amazing because it's kind of a spoiler, but it's also pretty obvious if you think about it. It sets up Days of Future Past.
Oh, yeah?
And it's so good. I'm not going to say what happens because I don't want to give away the surprise for anyone, but okay. I'll just say it's a setup to Days of Future Past.
Okay.
And it's the actual, but that's the thing, like the movie itself, Wolverine, it's a lot better than X-Men Origins.
Yeah.
And it gets a little bit messy towards the end.
Kind of like
most superhero films seem to do that these days, but I enjoyed it because it focused on Wolverine, which is what I wanted, because it's called The Wolverine, not cool. X-Men 4.
Is there a lot of X-Men in it? Is that what you're saying?
There's Jean Grey. Jean Grey was in it a lot more than I thought she'd be.
Really?
I was expecting like a short cameo, but she's
what the fuck? Yeah, that doesn't make
she's
sense.
In the first she's in the first 10 minutes as well, so that's not a spoiler either, but I wasn't expecting her to be in it as much as she is.
What the fuck?
You're not still looking pretty.
That's telling me I'm going to see the movie, man.
She's still looking pretty hot as well, I gotta say. She's in lingerie for quite a few scenes, and you know.
What the fuck? What? Okay, sure. Weird.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. That's all you got to say about that.
It's worth seeing, I think.
Is there any mutants in this one?
A lot of mutants? No, there's not. I think. There might be about five, if that. That's including Jean as well. There's probably not even five, actually.
Really?
Less than that. There's a lot of ninjas.
Of course.
And a lot of samurai swords.
Sold me there.
There you go. Kyle sold. Ninjas.
Yeah. And samurai, there's some dodgy acting as well. If I'm honest, but it's overall it's good. See, if the good outweighs the bad, then you don't mind about the bad so much.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. This last one, nothing. Does the samurai, Silver Samurai, look as stupid as it does in the trailer? It's in general, does it look as stupid as it does in the trailer?
Yeah, that's what I meant when it kind of gets a bit messy towards the end. When that comes along, it's a bit. And also the villainess in it, Viper, I couldn't stop thinking of Poison Ivy from Batman and Robin whenever she was on screen. She's got a very similar green latex suit, and it's kind of like, ugh. She kind of looks like Uma Thurman as well, except she's blonde and not a redhead.
And not ugly?
Really?
She's a bit pretty. What? I don't think Uma Thurman's ugly.
I don't either.
She's old. I ain't got time for you old people, man.
Easy killer.
I think it's Eric's turn.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I'll get his back on track.
Okay, no problem. I don't know. I kind of enjoy the commentary sometimes. Jonah Hex number 22. Jonah Hex in the future. Jonah Hex present time? I'm not sure. Might be kind of Dark Knight times because there's a mutant guys with the. Are they running around in the New 52? The mutants from Dark Knight?
I haven't seen them in anything I've read.
Okay. I think they've been mentioned.
Okay, well, they're definitely in this book. So I'm not too sure how far in the future he is, but Maya, please be quiet. It's cool, man. There's this one scene, he's like, oh yeah, he goes, what's he say? He gives him a cigarette. He gives him a smoke, and he's like, Jonah goes, this cigarette tastes like poison. And the doctor goes, of course it's poison, it's a cigarette. He's like, you trying to kill me, Doc? Thought that was funny. Because if you think about it, back in the day when it was real tobacco, it probably wasn't as bad for you. I don't know. I'm sure life expectancy was quite low back in there. Back then, too. During cowboy days, right? Anyways, it's pretty good, man. He's in the future. What could you say? It's as interesting as one would think. Apparently, he bought into a casino with one of Bruce Wayne's relatives. So that's how Batman gets involved. Apparently he finds a contract, and then it's to be continued, I guess. But it's pretty cool, man. I don't know. Yeah, he fights some mutants. The guys with the visors and the sharpened teeth. So yeah, it's got to be during the dark time. Dark night time. Anyways, another stellar Jonah Hex story. What I really enjoyed about this book is there was no backup this time. Because I hate backups. Anyways. Mm-hmm. You guys didn't read it, so you have nothing to say. So I'm going to give it a 6 because it was fun. It's Jonah Hex. He swears and curses and drinks whiskey and smokes cigarettes. It's my idol.
Yeah, that's all you need.
That's right.
To be happy.
There you go. And he's ugly as fuck and still gets laid, so there you go. Did I set a 6, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric,
it was fun.
Eric.
Yeah, man.
Eric, while you brought up Jonah Hex, is the film really as bad as people say?
If you know the character, that's why I think people say it's bad. Because he's got a power. He shouldn't have powers.
Okay.
But I mean, there's still supernatural elements in his story sometimes, so it doesn't really... I don't know. It still works. I thought it was fun.
Is Michael Fassbender in it?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it...
Yeah, he is. He's all tattooed up and shit, man. Yeah, it's alright.
Really?
Yeah. It's just big dumb fun. Really.
He's just zone out Megan Fox whenever she opens up her mouth.
Yeah, sure. She's probably the worst part of the movie.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And the superpowers. But I mean, the superpowers come in handy, too. So I thought that was kind of cool when they get utilized. He could talk to the dead. There, I spoiled it. The whole movie's ruined. That's what people didn't like about it, because he could talk to the dead. If he touched a corpse. They do it in one scene, and it's kind of cool, man. I thought it was kind of cool, but I mean, you know, whatever. Apparently, he wore a big fucking, like, elastic, almost some kind of hanger thing, man, to pull his cheek back, way back, whatever, to make it look like his fucking face is all screwed up. And it looks good. It looks really good. He makes a good Jonah Hex, I'll say that much. But it's big, dumb fun, right, because John Malkovich is your main villain.
Oh, yeah.
And he comes up with quite the, steampunk type plan, we'll say. It's still fun.
Is it a giant mechanical spider like Wild
No, they don't go with a spider. It's a gun.
Aww.
It's a big fucking gun. Ridiculous.
I guess there was no topping the spider, so.
No, no spiders. Good question, though. Jonah Hex, eh? Okay, so whose turn is it? I guess it's Anthony's turn.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about Superior Spider-Man number 14. Which really? I really enjoyed, yeah. Humberto Ramos is back on art, which I think adds to my enjoyment, because I really like his art.
Actually, I kind of enjoyed it in this issue. It wasn't bad.
Yeah. It's pretty much Spider-Man, the Superior Spider-Man, taking on Kingpin and his crime. And he's now got... Spider-Man now has minions, which is... It's weird, but I suppose that's kind of the point, because it's Doc Ock Spider-Man, and he's got a new costume, and there's lots of black in it. And I mentioned, I think I said this in the last episode, he turned up in Avengers, in Hitman's Avengers comics, in this costume, before he was in the costume in the Superior Spider-Man, which I thought was a bit odd, probably just because of the timing or something, but that was weird. Anyway, it doesn't really matter now. And then he's got machines as well. But what it is, it's kind of just going taking it all the way. Do you know, with like this Doc Ock Spider-Man, which I've said before, this is what I want. I want them to do stuff like this because it's not Peter Parker, so they should just do stories where, you know, it's just Spider-Man doing like things like this, just like taking on the Kingpin's empire and then just like, you know, beating up all of his minions and stuff and just going and taking the fight to him rather than waiting for the Kingpin to like make his hand and strike at something. And then the Hobgoblin turns up again as well and just kind of gets bailed on by the Kingpin, which I thought was quite funny.
Mm-hmm.
Just the Hobgoblin got left. And then the ending was quite cool because the Green Goblin's back. And not only is Green Goblin back, he's in his Steve Ditko costume again, finally. Which I've been waiting for since like the 90s or something, whenever they took him out of it, because it's his best costume.
I don't think we're supposed to assume that's Osborn in the costume, though.
Yeah, I know. It might not be Osborn, but the costume design.
Because
they changed his costume a bit, didn't they? When, like in the 90s, like during the. I think it was before, like midway in the Clone Saga or something, and it was when.
No, that's how they ended the Clone Saga, was bringing. the Green Goblin back.
Yeah.
The dead.
Yeah. Anyway,
I don't recall it being different, the costume, though.
I could probably find a picture, but but yeah, the Goblin is now the kingpin of crime, pretty much, because of all of Kingpin's henchmen. Yeah.
Shadowland.
They've all kind of, all like these gangs that Doc Ock has took down.
Oh, shit.
They've kind of just like banded together and they're following the Goblin now and the Goblin cult, which did seem like it got forgot about for a little bit, but oh no, I can't find a picture. All right, maybe I was wrong then. Maybe his costume didn't change that much, but I just remember reading some comics in like the 90s and the late and the early 90s where just Green Goblin's costume just looked different and it annoyed me. Because I just want the classic Steve Ditko design. Because, you know, why not? Except for the Goblin Glider. Steve Ditko's pole was a bit weird. It needs to be somebody you can stand on, not sit on. So anyway, I kind of went off on a tangent then. But Superior Spider-Man 14, I'm going to give a 5 out of 7.
Really?
Really, yeah.
Blow, man. No,
why would you give it a 6?
No, I would give it a 5. Mm. I mean, I know what you're saying, though. It was kind of cool seeing him actually being Doc Ock more. Like,
well, it's because Peter Parker was always reactionary compared to Doc Ock. He's proactive, basically.
Mm. He called Peter a punk?
Yeah. Okay. Well, he waited until every time someone would have to do something, someone had to rob a bank or whatever, for him to be bothered to do anything. But Ock's actually stopping that from happening. So, you know.
Gotcha. Yeah, man. Superior Spider-Month has turned out to be okay so far.
Mm.
I found. Anyways. Except for the Carnage. I read the Carnage. I didn't.
Oh, what is it?
Yeah, no.
Remember that last episode?
Yeah. Okay, it's your turn. Right. Are you going to be mad about Carnage? You're going to waste your turn on being mad about Carnage?
As if you think I'm stupid enough to buy that crap. Oh, give me a break.
Oh, I don't know.
I wasted enough money. I'm not wasting it on that.
There you go.
I want to talk about... Let's see. Well, but yeah, a comic I actually bought off Comixology for a change, mainly because I'm that narcissistic because I'm in one single panel, but it's Captain Ultimate. Basically,
what?
It's this one from Monkey Brain.
Okay.
But it's an all ages book, which, you know, nothing wrong with actually fun comic instead of having. Yeah. Things like Batman or DC with Dead Children. it's a note back to which is the Goofy Age? I can't never remember. Silver Age?
Sure.
Silver Age? Oh, I don't remember.
The Goofy Age? You mean like Batman 66?
Well, yeah, probably Batman. And it's where heroes were good for the sake of being good. And basically, the story is about this hero who disappeared for a long time, and now in the present time, there's this kid who is his number one fan, but nobody cares about Captain Ultimate. Everybody cares about the more gritty characters. And if the character doesn't kill, nobody else, all the other kids don't care. There's this giant octopus that ends up attacking the city, and it calls on these other heroes, but they're too damn selfish and stuff, and they're too basically too scared to do what has to be done. And you see this kid who isn't afraid and is willing to basically step up and fight the giant rock monster himself, which then causes Captain Ultimate to return. And instead of it all, once the brawl's concluded, instead of it all being about him returning, he tries to put the spotlight on this kid. And it is a nice, enjoyable story. And again, like I said, I'm in a panel. And my beard looks awesome.
You're in a panel?
Wait, you're in it?
Yeah, I'm in it. Boy Ackerman, the one that drew it, I'm in a panel. It shouldn't be that hard to find.
Wow. Oh,
it
shouldn't
be that hard to find. Look for a black guy. Caesar. I've written awesome beard as well. I like that.
I've been meaning to read it, actually. I haven't got around to it yet.
It's only 99 cents.
Really? Might have to check that out.
Yeah, it's, like I said, it's fun. It's an all-ages comic.
Cool,
especially,
man.
Especially, and this, I was trying to get my cousin into comics. If he had access to an iPad, I would let him read this one.
Interesting.
I give that a five,
not a seven. Right on. I'm sure that's a little biased, but that's cool. That's cool. No, that's awesome. You got drawn in a comic. I got my name in a comic once. Well, I got my Twitter handle in a comic, and I was very excited. I bought 5 copies.
To show your mom.
Yeah.
Mom, I made it.
They put my name in there 3 times. I asked 3 questions. Whatever. It was a Hercules comic, if anybody's wondering.
Oh, wow. That's quite cool.
Yeah, it was cool. Anyways. Is it my turn now?
Yeah.
God damn it. Okay. I'm not trying to lock these covers together, because they do make one picture, but it's so chaotic, I can't really discern what's going on. So, Superman killed Dr. Light, hence the start of the Trinity War in the Justice League books. And I bought the first 3 parts, because you know what? It's kind of interesting. And I forgot to bring this book. Cool shit happens, man. I don't know. You guys aren't reading this?
I am.
Are you?
I'm not, no.
No? It's not bad. It's not bad. It's kind of got an identity crisis feeling. Not just because Dr. Light got axed right off the top, but... it's kind of weird, man. It seems like somebody's controlling Superman or something. Right, Kyle? Are you getting that impression?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's still obviously he's being controlled.
Something. He looks weak as fuck too, though.
Yeah, Superman's been a bitch for years.
Yeah, well, yeah. Gotta take him out. He's the powerhouse. Except for that Martian still running around. Anyways, I don't know. The cool thing that I found that stood out for me was in the last issue. It kind of goes over into the Constantine comic, issue 5. But Constantine Shazam's powers, man, and it doesn't get up for long. And he can't really hang on to him very well. But it's still pretty cool. He's a dick. Constantine's just a dick. I think he's more of a dick now than he was in his Vertigo series. Yeah. Seems like it anyways.
Where is Constantine supposed to be... British or something like that.
I think so.
Okay, yeah. That makes me like him more now.
Oh, okay.
I think he's supposed to be from Liverpool, actually.
I don't like an Oscar.
It might be Liverpool or Manchester.
If it's Manchester, we're good. If it's Liverpool,
I think it's somewhere up north.
I don't know.
Yeah, the civilized world.
I don't know. Sure. Anyways,
I'm a fan.
I don't know. It was kind of some. It's all like a whole bunch of. Almost familiar things slammed into one that but I'm not exactly familiar with everybody's new setup. That's the problem I have with it. Trying to figure out what's going on, which is kind of half the fun. There's a real mystery here, I guess. What's in the box? Part of the reason I wanted to get this is because of the Pandora involvement. I was hoping they're going to maybe, I don't know.
Yes,
I'm not going to say it. Do Flashpoint or something, you know?
Yeah.
Fix the shit. Take it back. Anyways, I don't know.
I enjoy it so far. But
you can say, I'll give them this much. At least they can still make a decent story. Even in this new shit verse. I mean, the new 52 verse. I would give it a 5.
I just don't like how it's doing that thing where, they've not decided which one, so let's everybody just mix up. We've got three different Justice League teams. Mm. Oh, what a surprise. Different members are going to take... It's all going to jumble up. Different members are going to join different teams for a bit. It's like, whatever. Let's get on with it. It's one of those, the obligatory thing that it has to do before the story gets going more.
What I'm getting out of it from like previews and shit is this is the setup for Forever Evil. So somebody's taking a cue from Marvel.
That rain. What?
Yeah, that's what I said, man. Somebody's taking a cue from Marvel. Anyways, we'll see. I like the Shazam stuff. He's really quite involved in this. So
Shazam.
I like Captain Marvel. You know, calling him Captain Marvel would be better, in my opinion. But that's just because I'm picky.
You're gonna get sued now for calling him Captain Marvel.
Too fucking bad. It's not Captain Marvel because he's called Shazam now. But too fucking bad. Sue me, bitch. I mean, I didn't mean to get upset. I gave that a 5, right, for the first 3 parts. If Josh was here, he'd be on and on and on about it a bit. No, I'm just kidding. Bet you he likes it. Lots of people do, man. It's a standout for them right now, so you got to give him props where it's due. And I will
like how it's almost up. I like how it's coming out every week, though.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. Anyways, the other thing I like about it is it's in the titles, not like it's not a separate.
Yeah, that's what I think is quite good, actually, where it's not a separate mini-series.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just actually happening in the... Mm-hmm. The ongoings, anyway. So, yeah.
They've done a few of those correctly, I find. Not a lot, mind you. The first one I remember was that Sinestro Corpse War. That was a good one. Back in the day, before they destroyed everything. Anyways, whose turn is it? Anthony?
I nearly forgot about this one, actually, because it's not a title I usually pick up, but I picked up Batman The Dark Knight number 22. Because Alex Maleev did the interiors, all the interiors by Alex Maleev, so it looks really good. And you know, Batman, Alex Maleev doing a Batman story is something I've been wanting for a while since I first discovered him as an artist. And then when I started reading it, I realized it actually follows on from Batman number 20 with what Scott Snyder did with Clayface, because it's following on to that with Clayface. Is kind of like he's out and about and he's kind of causing trouble and stuff, and it was pretty good comic. It's I mainly bought it for the art, so I was quite satisfied that it looked really nice. But there's it starts and you've got Gordon going in to like this hostage situation, and then he starts shooting the hostage takers, and you're like, whoa, what's Gordon doing? And then Batman comes along and he's like, Jim, what are you doing? Why are you shooting people? And then Batman twigs on. It's like, oh, you're Clayface, punch. And then the rest of it is just Batman trying to find James Gordon because Clayface kidnapped him. And then Batman has to find James Gordon and he finds him. And then Clayface is still out and about. So to cause more trouble in the next issue, I'm guessing, which I think is also by Alex Maleev, so I'll be buying that as well. I'm going to rate it... Oh, this is hard.
really?
I think I'm going to give it... Well, I don't want to give it too high. I think 4 seems low. I think 5's up. Well, I'm going to give it a 4 because it looks really good, but the story... It wasn't a bad story. It was just... It didn't grip me as much as what I thought it might, because I was mainly there for the art anyway, but yeah, I think a 4.
Okay, yeah. That's acceptable. I would like to see Maleev's Batman, see what it looks like. I'd be interested.
It was better than what he did in, because he did some of the backups for Batman with co-written by Snyder, and his art and then was alright, but it's a lot better in this one though, because he kind of gets to stretch his legs a bit more and really get into the world of Gotham and stuff.
Okay, that's cool. Right on. I don't know what to say now. Is Kyle's turn again?
Yeah.
Well, that was fast.
Oh, no.
Hey, man, I got to point this out for you, though. I just need to point this out right now. For a guy who talks shit about DC Comics all the time, you shouldn't wear a Batman shirt in your Skype picture.
I'm a walking contradiction.
For a while there, I'm like, what's Namtab? But then I realized it's Batman.
But you'll notice that I praise Batman on a regular basis. I just take the piss out of everything else DC does.
Yeah, no, it's cool. Just wanted to point that out, that's all. No, pick a book! Just kidding.
Briefly, we'll sort of talk quickly about... Red Sonja, number 1. It's written by Gail Simone, who also writes Batgirl.
Really?
Yeah. I stopped reading Batgirl lately, because it wasn't... I don't think it was as good as it was, say, about between issue 9 and just after Death of the Family. Since then, it's been on a downward spiral to the point that I was just reading it for the sake of reading it, for the sake of continuing, which is never a good thing to be doing. But there are a couple things that will generally make me want to read a book. One, a female character. Two, have a sword. Three, nah, I don't want to say costume because that makes me sound like a pervert.
What? No, it's... that's a sweet bikini, man. Come on.
And what was the other one? Oh, yes, gingers as well. So if just make a live-action Red Sonja film is awesome. But, yeah. Okay. I like... this. Like why I like Sif and Journey into Mystery. It's just similar things like that. It's just all out wanting to fight. And I think that's pretty awesome. And it can be a lot more brutal than Journey into Mystery has been. Because she's fallen sticking swords through people's heads and everything like that.
Sweet.
Exactly. Basically, what's going on is that there's this virus going around and it's killing just anybody. And Red Sonja is called back to her king to help stop an incoming invasion by I can't remember if they gave a name to the group of people. And because all the actual warriors are ill or dead or injured or whatever, she's basically there to train them, and they are in no condition to fight, and she's only got like a week to train them. And these are just generic people. These are just mothers and children that are being forced to fight. So by the time that they actually get there, she's going on the war path. And as it concludes, it's basically the person that's leading the attack on them is somebody that she knows.
Of course.
So I think, yeah, of course. I think, again, like it's same bullet points as I said at the beginning, but it's better than I expected it to be. I think it's mainly because I'm trying to be more broad in my horizon instead of just reading superhero comics.
Right on.
So I will be picking up at least issue two, see how it's going. And, you know, I enjoyed it. I give it. Again, this is the same dilemma of the last one. 5 is potentially too high, but 4 would be probably too low.
It's a hell of a dilemma.
I know.
We need like a 4.5 or something.
Yeah,
you could do that if you wanted. I would stop.
4.5.
There you go for boobs. That's kind of Conan related, correct? I do believe Red Sonja. The Land of Hyboria.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Conan related. I was like, I'm pretty sure they've teamed up before, anyways.
Yeah, I know that's happened.
I don't know her true origins, though. I don't know if Robert E. Howard created her or not. I don't.
Yeah, he did. Yeah? I think this one, I don't know her original origin, but I think this will be a new... I think the reboot, this is pretty much a reboot now.
Mm.
I don't want to say that, but if her origin is that she basically gets found in a cave by this king, that might be it, but I don't know. I think it's going to be a new origin, which wouldn't surprise me, or at least a rejig of the origin story.
Pretty cool. Fun
news like me that don't know anything about the character.
There you go. That's cool. I like gingers with swords too.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a Ygritte man, aren't you?
A what?
You like a bit of Ygritte? The Ygritte from Game of Thrones.
Ygritte? No, that chick fucking scares me.
Jon Snow's missus.
I know, she fucking scares me. Dude. Yeah.
Jon Snow.
She's gonna cut his dick off.
I have no idea who that is.
Ygritte? You don't watch Game of Thrones?
No.
God no.
Oh, why not? What's wrong,
Kyle,
with you?
Kyle, I've just lost respect for you. Oh, I'm sorry.
I can't be bothered with this whole...
It's amazing.
You'd fucking love it, man. Watch, he's gonna start
watching.
You
really would.
You would. You'd love it. Oh. Dude, there's boobs. And there's a lot of boobs.
You can just watch porn.
No, you can't. They're getting banned there, isn't it? Over in your magical land
no,
of Britain.
Don't be silly. Cameron's not going to watch porn. He's going to be able to watch it himself then, is he?
What? I miss that.
I mean, the Prime Minister who wants to ban it or whatever. Oh, I don't know. I don't really follow the news, so I'm not really one to comment on it.
Like,
so.
You guys are like Korea, got a lock on the internet. What's going on over there?
It's like the same people. This is the same country that thinks they can block sport from being streamed online. It's not happening. Someone will just find another way to watch porn or whatever.
There you go.
It's the internet.
You'll just have to download it instead.
Nobody downloads porn anymore. It's too much effort. I ain't getting no virus. Okay. Yeah. Be wise!
Alright. What was I going to say? You threw me right off with that last part. That was funny. No such thing as safe sex anymore. Not even on your computer. Something comic related, and it's totally slipped my mind. Look what you've done. NamTab. Anybody else got a comic to talk about? Because I really did. I just grabbed, like, I'm out. I have a Star Wars omnibus I haven't read yet, but it's mighty fucking huge. It was $25. It's a good deal.
Speaking of omnibuses, I've been reading 52, and I'm really enjoying it as well.
That's a great story, yeah.
The weekly event, yeah, it's really good.
Oh, yeah, I got doubles in some of those issues.
I'm about 24 weeks into it. I think my favorite one so far is the Renee Montoya and the Question storyline.
It's all good, and I enjoyed the whole thing. I was like, man, I never got so much enjoyment out of an Elongated Man story in my life.
Oh, yeah, the Dibney one. Yeah, that's quite good.
Yeah, man. Yeah, good story. I enjoy that one immensely. Weird. Sure talked about a lot of DC Comics this week. What's wrong with you guys? Kyle picked a whole bunch of different stuff. I was like, waiting.
Yeah, see?
What's up with that? There you go. Other boy. What else did I read? I don't know. My comics are upstairs. God damn it!
I think for this we can partially blame Josh.
What?
Because now
we wouldn't be
trying to scrape together with some whatever book to now talk about. Because I don't know what else.
I can do my usual Young Avengers thing if you want.
Oh, if you must. There was a new
Young Avengers. If I must. What was that?
At what? Me laughing?
Oh, what did you say before the laugh?
If you must.
Oh, okay. And I laughed. I thought there was something else, and I thought I missed it. But, you know, at this point, if people aren't reading it already after me going on about it pretty much every episode, then I really don't know what to say anymore to get people to read it. So, I feel like I'm fighting a losing battle. Although I did get Josh to read Hawkeye, which is, I think, is pretty cool. And I think he liked it as well, which I'm glad about, because if I'd have recommended it to him, and he'd read it and disliked it, then I would have felt like bad because he just like wasted his money on something that I've been going on about being awesome for like how many ever weeks.
I don't know. I just can't get into the Young Avengers. I'll tell you that much. I tried the first issue, but I don't know. It's got this 90210 biscuit pop feel.
It's very much like the The Jim Chung Alan Heinberg one was kind of more like young kids. This one's kind of like teenagers becoming adults, I think. Which I don't mind. I don't mind like that kind of like coming of age thing. But there's a lot of gay in it as well, which kind of sounds weird.
Whoa.
But on the last panel, there's I don't know where I'm going with this.
Man action? You're trying to get Kyle hot and bothered, I think.
Okay.
There's also some. I know you two haven't read Gillen's Journey into Mystery, but if anyone who's listening loved Journey into Mystery and is not reading Young Avengers, there's Summit in issue 8. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Summit in issue 8, which is just going to blow your mind because of what it is. And I was like, what? This is
interesting description. I'll give it that much. Okay.
Yeah, that was kind of like my non-review review of Young Avengers 8, because I didn't actually really explain anything about what happened in the comic. And just to go all out, no, I'm going to give the comic a 6, because it was a really good issue, even though I've not really given anyone any reason to buy it. So who's next?
That's really going to piss all off. Nothing really excited me too much this last couple of weeks. I mean, I got nothing, really. I read some Crossed comics. They were gory as fuck, as per usual. That's about all I got.
I read Gotham. Batman 66.
Oh, yeah, another DC plug, huh? Okay.
Oh, yeah. You know,
I was bored now. I forgot him.
No, I can't.
I didn't see the fourth.
That's okay. Go ahead. You enjoyed it?
Which one did you read?
I read the Riddler one. Riddler stories. Was it sort of thing that's one or two?
Did you pick up the print version of it?
Yes, because I don't read comics on my phone. I prefer Little Gotham.
I've heard good things about that one.
Yeah, I think
it's a lot of fun. It's lighthearted. It's little stories. I enjoy that a lot more than Gotham. But how do you think Gotham 66? Batman 66?
No, I'm top. That's cool. I like fun comics, man. Have you guys read Adventure Time at all?
Nope.
Have you guys watched the show? Shut up, fucking show.
The show is such a hipster.
Shut the lump up, eh?
I'm not a hipster.
I don't think it's as big over here, well.
Shit's funny, man.
Yo, you should have seen people. I was going past the city centre, and it was Manchester Comic Con, which is so lame. And there's a bunch of people dressed up in Adventure Time crap.
Oh, man, it's so funny.
I hate Adventure. It's not. It's such a hipster show.
Oh, come on. Okay, so, Anthony, there's, like, this dude, and his name is Finn, and he wears a hood all the time, and he's got a sword, and he's a hero. And his best friend, his name is Jake, and he's a plastic dog. He's like Plastic Man the dog, okay? The guy can get really big, he stretches all the time and stuff. There's this one episode where they're trying to start a fire, and they're trying to do the friction thing with the stick. So Jake sticks it in his face and fucking burns his face, and he starts screaming. He gets up in the air, he's like, oh, that really hurts! And the stick pops out, but it's on fire, and it lands on the fire, and the fire starts. And he goes on this big rant, he's all pissed off, and it's because it hurt, and then he gets back down, he shrinks, and he looks at Jake, and he's like, ooh, he started the fire. When actually he started the fire. Okay, it's hard to describe that.
It's not fun. It's an awful show.
It's hilarious! Mind you, the first time I watched it, I was drunk.
The comics. There you go.
The comics are good, man. I find myself quite intrigued by them. Do you know who Peppermint Butler is? He's evil. I'm telling you, that guy's evil. He's awesome. Oh, which reminds me. Speaking of evil, did you guys see Evil Dead, the remake?
No. Oh, yeah.
That wasn't bad at all. I was like, yeah, not bad. Wow. Kind of gory. Good take. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was all right.
Talking about Rand. I could only watch it the once. I tried to watch it twice, and I was like, oh, I can't do this again. It was just, fuck. It's too much. There's some good gore in there, man. Anyways. I guess we're wrapping it up, huh?
Yeah, it's looking that way. I'm pretty hungry as well. I better eat.
Yeah, I gotta go to work and shit. This one's gonna be up late today, guys. Just so you know. It's my anniversary! Woohoo! I've been married for 6 years today. I'm an idiot, too, by the way. I thought it was next month. My wife tried to slap me last night. Anyways, I was dumb.
That's always a good sign.
Well, no, because I thought it was next month because that's when we started dating. Was next month. I guess you guys didn't need to know that. But anyways, thanks. I was going to say, thanks for the congrats, fuckers.
I said it.
I said it. Oh,
I missed it. I was...
We have my
Virginia State Trooper said radar detectors are legal in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I said, well, I bet your cloak and devices are illegal too. Goodbye.